From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, black voters reflect on President Bush's decision not to attend the NAACP convention, but first.
Today is a shameful day.
Martha Stewart has been sentenced to 5 months in prison, 5 months of house arrest, 2 years probation, and a $30,000 fine for an illegal stock trade and for lying about it to federal investigators. Outside the courthouse after her sentencing, Stewart spoke to reporters.
It's shameful for me and for my family and for my beloved company and for all of its employees and partners. What was a small personal matter became over the last 2 years an almost fatal circus event of unprecedented proportions.
And Constance Hayes has been covering Martha Stewart's trial for the New York Times. She was in the courtroom when the sentence was handed down. Constance, what did the judge say when she handed down that sentence?
Well, she said she was giving Martha the minimum, and she gave a few reasons why she gave her the minimum. And among those was the fact that she'd received over 1,500 letters from Martha supporters telling her about things she had done for them, either directly because she knew them or indirectly because they knew her through the pages of her magazine or through her shows. And she also talked about Martha's suffering, and she said, "I'm sure you have suffered and that you will continue to suffer enough."
But yet she denied a defense request to avoid jail time altogether.
That's right. I mean, I think she felt that she had to give her some jail time, but she did, you know, the range was from 10 to 16 months, and she gave her 10 months, with half of it to be served in an actual prison and the other half to be carried out under house arrest. And there was one moment when she asked Martha, you know, which of her many houses she'd like to select for house arrest. And Martha chose her newest place up in Bedford, New York.
We heard a pretty upbeat and confident Martha Stewart outside the courtroom just then. But what was her reaction inside the courtroom as the sentencing was passed?
Oh, inside the courtroom, we all thought she was about to cry. She had a very shaky voice, and she made a statement that was fairly brief, but covered some of the same points that she made outside the courtroom about how this had been this terrible episode for her and for her company. She seemed clearly to be very upset by what was happening. And then afterwards, when she got her sentence, I think she seemed relatively fine with it. I mean, I think she felt that getting the minimum was pretty good for her. You know, her focus, again, seemed to be on her company. She asked people to show their support of her by buying her products and subscribing to her magazine, and she asked them to encourage advertisers to come back because it really is the company that's borne the brunt of this.
Well, what are the prospects for her company now?
Well, I think going forward, they've tried very hard to unhitch themselves from the sort of hugeness of her personality and its role in the company. They've tried to promote other people as part of the broadcast, but they've had to put the entire show that features her on hiatus for the coming year because they just didn't know what would be happening.
And when does she begin serving her time in prison?
We don't know yet because they're going to file an appeal. And she was released pending the outcome of the appeal. So it could be, you know, several months. It could be a couple of weeks. It just depends on how quickly her case is taken up by the U.S. Second Circuit Court of Appeals, which is also based here in Manhattan.
And she addressed the prospect of serving time outside the courtroom. Let's listen to what she said.
I will be back. I'm used to all kinds of hard work, as you know, and I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid whatsoever.
A very upbeat and confident Martha Stewart outside the New York Federal Courthouse. And we've been speaking with Constance Hayes, a reporter with the New York Times who has been covering the Martha Stewart trial. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Okay, thank you.